After an incredibly rainy Monday, yesterday's sunshine was very welcome, especially at the Fayetteville Senior Activity and Wellness Center, where city officials and local residents celebrated the center's renovated sunroom. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda attended the ribbon-cutting ceremony, and she has these details.
Center Director Chase Gibson says he's excited about the sunroom's potential because previously the space was a seldom-used covered porch on the west side of the building.
I noticed after a few months I had never seen anyone on the using the covered porch. So when we started talking about projects that would benefit us and allow us to do more programming and have more opportunities here, we said, hey, this is a great little area back here. Any way we could expand it? And then Wade came up with the idea, what if we had some doors in between so we could still use it as two different rooms? And so this enables us, particularly in the mornings, as you see this morning, our main room gets pretty full pretty quick. Our pool room is full. And so this allows us to have another space in the building that we can do some programming.
Renovations include new windows with screens and a French door, new floor tiles with radiant heating, and new LED track lighting. The doorway between the sunroom and the center's main room was enlarged, so the space could function as one large meeting room if needed. The project, which cost $55,000, was funded by a community development block grant. A sales tax revenue funded flooring replacement in the entry lobby, dining area, weight room, pool room, and library. Fayetteville Community Resources Director Yolanda Fields says over the past 5 years, the Senior Center has received thousands of dollars for projects.
We are very happy to say that we have put into this and to help all of you in this location almost $400,000. We have worked with the kitchen renovations, with equipment in the kitchen, with a coffee bar, and now the sunroom. And we hope to do a lot more for you guys because you are a great part of our community. We appreciate everything that you have done to make this community what it is, and you deserve the best.
The kitchen renovation has helped the Senior Center serve the 1,600 individuals who walk through the doors annually. Center Director Chase Gibson says volunteers and 6 staff members prepare about 340 meals a day. The center also serves about 190 through Meals on Wheels. Last year, Gibson says they served 53,000 meals.
It's quite a big part of what we do in terms of everything, staffing, cost, equipment, facilities. It plays a big role in everything that we do. There's 8 routes that go out every single day, so, and 6 of those are volunteer-operated routes. We have 2 paid staff that run 2 of the bigger routes, and then the other 6 routes are all volunteers.
The Senior Center was built in 2003, and the city contracts with the Northwest Arkansas Area Agency on Aging to provide programming. Guests have access to various classes and exercise equipment, and some of that equipment will be replaced thanks to a $15,000 grant from the Walker Foundation.
We'll be ordering all new, like, treadmills, ellipticals, recumbent bikes, all that kind of stuff. And there's some opportunities there to do some cool programming, like with some iPads where they can, you know, walk through the streets of Paris while they're on the treadmill or ride their bike on the Swiss Alps, you know, stuff like that. So we're going to try to incorporate that and see how welcoming everybody is to some new kind of crazy ideas.
Gibson says membership is free, so their clientele covers the whole socioeconomic spectrum.
We're just donation-based. So people who come in here who do have the means to pay for classes and they really like to come here instead of going to like a gym or something, they can make a donation every day for their classes. But there may be people that come in here that don't have any money and this is the only opportunity they can get physical exercise. This is maybe the only lunch they can get. And so they can't make that $3 lunch donation, and that's fine. That's why we're here.
More information about the center is available by calling 571-2920. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.